Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Cooperative Extension Service is one of three states to receive Department of Energy grants to begin helping residents here do some baseline assessments of their residential energy utilization. Beverly Miller, Senior Extension Associate in the UK Department of Biosystems and Ag Engineering.
The programs allow individuals to input their annual energy usage into online self-assessment programs that lets them understand how their buildings are using energy.
She's already begun working with several extension agents to assist them in helping homeowners take advantage.
For example, a home, you enter some basic information about your home, its age, its size, how many people live in the home, and then you put in your energy use. So depending on what it is, you'd enter electric and natural gas, fuel oil. Then the program will generate reports that show how your home is using energy and rank it, comparing it to other homes that are similar size, similar age, same number of occupants. So we're comparing apples with apples.
The project is in its beginning stages, but she feels will eventually be invaluable to participants.
The programs are really very easy to use. I've trained some agents on these programs already, and they've not had any difficulties understanding how to input the information.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
What do bacon and eggs have in common? Besides being staples on your breakfast plate, they're produced by poultry and livestock farmers that provide safe, healthy, and affordable food choices for you and your family, while also supporting our communities and our state. Kentucky's poultry and livestock sectors support nearly 33,000 jobs and help generate $5.2 billion in ag revenue, helping Kentucky farmers lead the way in providing safe and healthy food for you.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
We're back with UK's Beverly Miller on the Extension Service's Energy Efficiency Awareness and Action Program. She says it's just getting underway, aimed at reaching residential users, commercial clients, and they're working with 4-H groups to create awareness. The goal, obtaining accurate energy utilization data with which energy users can make accurate and cost-saving energy management decisions.
Part of your energy cost is what we call base load, which is behavior dependent. So if your base load energy use is high, then maybe there are some things that you can do in terms of your behavior that will change that.
With an example of a simple behavior modification.
Maybe you've set your hot water heater to 140 degrees. Well, you can turn it down to 120 degrees and get the hot water that you need, and it would take less energy.
Learn more about this potentially valuable opportunity at your local extension office. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.